we have all the trees in the world. We have millions upon millions of acres of trees. The environmentalists have already shut that down over an owl, by the way. And if they were correct, well, we should have owls coming out of our ears, right? But the owl population continues to crash in spite of the fact that there is no logging anymore. Well, if it wasn't logging that killed the owl, what was it?
The regulation that comes out to protect owls protects their habitat to the point of trying to densify everything beyond what it could have been. So you're trying to prevent any kind of disturbance in the upland. Well, that's not reality for this ecosystem.
He's got a 6-foot wingspan. He needs to be able to fly to the forest floor to eat the only food he eats, a wood rat, a dusty-footed wood rat, a pack rat. Well, now there are so many trees, the owl can't reach the forest floor with his wings spread, so they leave or they die.
Do the environmental groups and activists understand this? I mean, are they clueless or what's going on here?
Quite frankly, most of them that I've had the opportunity to work with are lawyers. I have yet to work with one that was professionally trained in natural resources. So it's all anecdotally. What they see is their reality. What they may read in a newspaper becomes their science.
You see the natural resource, the abundant natural resource that it is, and the availability of it, and that proper management and stewardship would not only create healthy forests, healthy communities, but yet we tie it all up, we tear the roads out, and we shut it off, and the forests are rotting away, decaying away, the communities are decaying away, and what benefit is there in the whole thing?